Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
For many people, it is getaway day. The Memorial Day weekend means the start of summer unofficially for so many people. Ryan Burrow joining us now with a little bit more on what's a big travel day all around the country, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this weekend alone, according to AAA Motor Club, 43 million Americans plan to travel more than 50 miles from their home. That's the most since 2005. A lot of us doing it by car. 37.6 million people taking the road this holiday weekend, up 3.7% from last year. That despite the fact that gas prices are up nationwide about $3 a gallon, in California up over $4 a gallon, but people apparently feeling pretty confident about their jobs, feeling confident about where that money's coming from, and not too concerned about taking that road trip this holiday weekend.
And air travel, that's expected to be up too this weekend.
Yeah, 11.7 million Americans flying, according to the airline industry, Airlines for America. That is up from last year. AAA going back to their numbers saying that flights are about the same price they were last year at this time. By the way, hotels about the same price as well. Where people are seeing a lot of savings is with rental cars, down 7% from last year. So that's where people are able to perhaps make up some of that lost money on this travel weekend.
Oh, wow. So that's interesting to know. Rental cars kind of taking a little bit of a dip in price. And even though all these things we're hearing about, the airlines, the 737s, you know, it's not stopping airports from being packed.
No, absolutely not. Today's going to be one of those busier days, not only on the roadways, but in the airports. Getting back to the roadways, by the way, INRIX has their stats out for when the worst time to be out on the roadways is. It actually started yesterday in some of the major metropolitan areas like Atlanta and New York, two times the normal traffic flow today. Chicago, Detroit, L.A. are going to see influxes of people around the afternoon hours. That's when people are getting off of work and other people are heading out. So expect to see a lot of friends out on the roadways if you're heading out this afternoon.
Yeah, I bet even around here later this afternoon as well, there'll be a bit of a crunch because of all the holiday getaways.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.